New York, 1934. Breaking your family's heart was the price you paid for rescuing your own. Florence had committed herself to this credo, letting it carry her through the cruelty of the past 6 weeks, so that she was surprised, on the upper deck of the Bremen, to feel her faith recede. From under her narrow palm, she gazed down at the people crowding the dock. A May sun accosted the harbor and coated everything with a blinding shine. The air smelled of coal and rotted fish. Small green waves raced from the hull back to the pier, where her parents and her little brother stood squeezed in among strangers. She would have shouted out to them, but knew her voice could not carry over the screeches of gulls and the intermittent bassoon of the ship's tremendous whistle. Only after she'd bought her ticket had Florence told her parents she was leaving. Then she braced herself for the family volcano. "Cleveland was not enough?" Her father's shouts had rattled their Flatbush living room. "Russia? You want to go with their shooting people dead for eating their own grain?" She'd fought back. "No one who's traveled there ever reported seeing any such thing." He turned to her mother. "Never reported. They're being duped, Flory, and you're being duped."
"Sure, and the factories are only burning straw to make smoke come out the chimneys."
"Do you think I'm such a dummy that I don't know what kind of hoodwinked world my own father left? A young person such as yourself, ripe for recruitment.
No one has recruited me."
But his eyes were wild with lunatic distrust. "Let me see your party card."
"I don't have one," she shouted,
her voice caving from tears.
"For Pete's sake, I am not a communist."